Welcome to Truth Matters with medical doctor Cheryl Davis. Today, Dr. Davis continues her examination of the spiritual health and well-being of the church in America.
This country has waged an attack against the church since the mid-1960s. Minority atheist groups in this country have been allowed to change the rules for the majority because of the minority opinion. This is called inclusiveness. Our country states that we are free to worship whomever we choose, but we are not free to establish religion in this country. Prayer was taken out of schools based on the argument that it established religion. In the 1970s, Roe v. Wade stated that a woman had a right to an abortion above the Bible's definition of life when he stated to Jeremiah that he knew him before he was knitted in his mother's womb.
This is part four of The Last Days Church with Dr. Cheryl Davis as she continues the story of Sarah, Isaac, the promised son, Ishmael, the counterfeit.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Sarah's story goes on in Genesis chapter 21. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Isaac was born by the promise. Now the Lord was gracious with Sarah and did as he promised. She had Isaac, and when he was weaned, they had a great feast. In verse 9 of chapter 21, it says, But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham was mocking. An important point here is that the power of God will always war against the flesh. I'm going to say that again. The power of God will always war against the flesh. We have proof of this today. You can easily access video of modern-day descendants of Ishmael, known as ISIS, beheading Christians. They are still persecuting in the name of Allah and Islam across the Middle East. Furthermore, at home in the U.S., we have become a godless nation, maybe not in name, but definitely in deed. When you are endued with dunamis power, the Holy Ghost, the flesh will always rise against. We know the church has dunamis power because the Word of God says, Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This was the case with Ishmael and Isaac. Paul says it in Galatians 4:29. It is the same now. This country has waged an attack against the church since the mid-1960s. Minority atheist groups in this country have been allowed to change the rules for the majority because of the minority opinion. This is called inclusiveness. Our country states that we are free to worship whomever we choose, but we are not free to establish religion in this country. Prayer was taken out of schools based on the argument that it established religion. In the 1970s, Roe v. Wade stated that a woman had a right to an abortion above the Bible's definition of life when he stated to Jeremiah that he knew him before he was knitted in his mother's womb. To modern day, this country has aborted 58 million fetuses. With the Clinton era, Hillary Clinton, whom some writers describe as a modern day Jezebel, advanced the feminist agenda and brought spiritism to the White House. The Obama administration redefined the definition of marriage and celebrated it, even though the majority of Americans are heterosexuals, not homosexuals. All of this leading up to Joy Behar on The View within the last 18 months questioning Vice President Mike Pence's mental state because he hears from God. All of these examples are form of a direct deviation from the Word of God, the will of God, and are deportation for the grace of God upon this nation.
Dr. Davis will conclude her teaching on The Last Days Church next week on the topic of, Is the Church in America holding on to Ishmael and forgetting the promised son, Isaac? That's next week on Truth Matters. If you would like to contact Dr. Davis, you can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com and by regular mail at The Truth Project, P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a production of The Truth Project.